It's time for a Tuesday check of sports. Congratulations to FCHS senior Max Puckett. Puckett signed his national letter of intent to play baseball next year at Olney Central College. That happened during a ceremony at FCHS on Monday. Nick Folk's 51-yard field goal as time expired lifted the Patriots to a 30-27 win over the Jets on Monday Night Football. New England snapped a four-game skid to improve to 3-5. The Jets fall to 0-9. Illinois point guard IU DeSumo and center Kofi Coburn are members of the preseason All-Big Ten team. The Illini join Iowa as the only schools with two players apiece on the 10-player team. DeSumo and Iowa's Luca Garza are the only unanimous selections. DeSumo is also a first-team All-American pick by CBS Sports. Coburn, meanwhile, is on the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Award watch list. Illinois looks for its first win of the football season when it visits Rutgers on Saturday. The Illini dropped to 0-3 after losing 41-14 to Minnesota this past Saturday. The Scarlet Knights are 1-2. Our coverage of the game begins at 10 a.m. Saturday on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. St. Louis native Devin Williams is the 2020 National League Rookie of the Year. The Brewers reliever took home the award after finishing 4-1 with a microscopic 0.33 ERA. Williams allowed just one run in 27 innings of the pandemic-shortened season. Williams is the first reliever to win Rookie of the Year in either league since Craig Kimbrell did so for Atlanta in 2011. Mariners center fielder Kyle Lewis is the American League Rookie of the Year. The 25-year-old was a unanimous selection, beating out White Sox center fielder Luis Robert and Astros reliever Christian Javier. Lewis hit .259 with 11 home runs. He's the fourth Mariner to win the award. New White Sox and former Cardinals manager Tony La Russa is facing DUI charges related to an incident in February. ESPN reports the case was filed October 28th, one day before the Sox announced La Russa's hiring. Court records show La Russa is accused of running his car into a curb on February 24th near Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport. The Hall of Famer was taken into custody after a field sobriety test. The 76-year-old refused to submit to a breath test or provide a blood or urine sample to test his blood alcohol level, so an officer obtained a search warrant to take a blood sample. It's the second known drunken driving arrest for La Russa, who in 2007 pleaded guilty to misdemeanor DUI in Jupiter, Florida. Legendary Michigan State basketball coach Tom Izzo has tested positive for the coronavirus. He issued a statement through the program that he's experiencing minor symptoms, but is in good health. Izzo says technology will allow him to continue working through it. And the NBA and Players Association have agreed to an amended collective bargaining agreement. Free agency is set to begin at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, November 20th, 2 days after the NBA draft. The 2020-2021 season will feature 72 games and start on December 22nd. And that is a Tuesday check of sports.